Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley Antine, and I will be speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, November 17th, and ending on Sunday, November 23rd. During this week, Mercury retrogrades back into Scorpio, and that's on Tuesday, and then we have, in Eastern time, the new moon arriving at 28 Scorpio on Thursday at 1:47 a.m. And finally, we have the sun leaving Scorpio and entering Sagittarius on Friday at 8:36 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, I have to admit that I recorded this earlier, and looking at the new moon chart, I got, I got into a bad mood. And I didn't like that. So I'm re-recording, but I am leaving you to your own devices as far as fitting the pieces in to the puzzle that is the Scorpio new moon. We have the moon and the sun at 28 Scorpio. Well, the retrograde of Mercury has brought it back to 28 of Scorpio as well. And so that's a kind of a deep tie between our instinctive feelings, our desire for self-expression, and the way we're thinking and communicating. Well, this is also having an opposition. And that opposition is to Uranus in Taurus, retrograded now in Taurus to 29 degrees. So they're coming to meet that exact opposition. They're almost there. One's moving forward, one's moving backward. But, except for Mercury's moving backward too, this is probably putting a huge spotlight on finance. And in finance with Scorpio, we're looking at the shared resources, which can also be the money from a mate, that if you have been married and done a contractual agreement, or business partners of the same ilk. They are money solo, but also the money that you blend together in the relationship. Now, finance in Scorpio, which is also accelerated by the presence of Venus, which is one of the money planets, Jupiter and Venus, is the other. We are looking very deeply in Scorpio at money that involves insurance, income tax, and also inheritance and loans. This is also a sign that has deep mysteries and secrets. And in Washington, D.C., it is in the third house of communications. The actual new moon and Mercury are involved in a grand trine in the water signs. They are all relating together in the late degrees of the water signs. Jupiter in Cancer is one of them, and Saturn and Neptune are the others, retrograde. So the retrograde of these planets and also of the Mercury that joins this new moon suggests that we're going back over things. We're looking back and we're getting to see more about things, but we're also trying to figure out some of the things that have happened and in the grand trine of it all, if there's any way to be helpful, because Jupiter is expanding in the sign of the people of the country. And there's a lot of things going on in the United States, but also other countries. The idea of insurance and income tax, well, you know, we're pretty clear about, well, some of us may not be clear about it, but the rest of us are, about the financial issues that have come out of, one thing, the shutdown. That was the longest in the history of the country. So I'm going to leave that sort of political thing behind, because I think there are many things to understand about what's going on here and elsewhere in the world if we just look at this. Because one of the things that isn't usually mentioned about Pluto, the ruler of Scorpio, is that as an underground planet, Lord of the Underground, there are a lot of, again, things going on that aren't being seen or told. But also, for some reason, maybe because oil and gold and, you know, diamonds and things like that were found not on the surface, but below the earth, it has become the sign and planet of great wealth. Okay, so now I do have a post on Substack, and if you've been with me for a long time, you may have already had your email shifted over, not from this, but given to the list on my Substack page. And so I have a very lengthy article about navigating the grand water, trying to get the best out of it, because there are opportunities here and ways to, for us to be in this sort of liminal time that we're in with two waning fourth quarters, both for the sun and for the moon. So it's very interesting, and I think you'll enjoy it and the advice that I give, so I'm not going to repeat it here. We have Pluto in Aquarius still, and it is not interacting with Uranus as it was. It is an orb of the trine, but it isn't really paying that much attention. But one other planet that is going to show itself as being extremely important as the days go by is Mars in Sagittarius. It's coming up to Juno, the goddess of marriage, equality, and women's rights. Okay, and Mars is a warrior. And Sagittarius is showing that it could be a warrior for philosophies and beliefs, and also for natural laws. And natural laws are things like the cycles that I just mentioned. But also, Sagittarius is a sign of the truth seeker, and for a higher and wider perception and perspective of what's going on. So this is fire sign planet within all of these planets. And, well, it's going to be a lot more challenge going on here and elsewhere. So Mars can be war in Sagittarius, a foreign land. That's another thing that we may have to see coming up in this time after the Scorpio new moon. And this is the chart set for Washington, D.C., 1:47 a.m. There's a packed third house of communications and thinking and, well, learning. So I'm going to move on from that. I'm going to give you a very brief idea of the Sagittarius Sun that comes in on the 21st at 8:36 p.m., starting a little bit of a lift up from all that very deep and mysteriously secretive and intense feeling sign of Scorpio. Because the sun is in the sign ruled by Jupiter, it wants to expand, it wants to have humor and goodwill. And Sagittarius and Leo are two of the signs that we consider generous. And so this is something that the sun in Sagittarius will want to be, and it's there in time for the holidays to be a little bit lifted. I mean, it isn't there on the day of Thanksgiving in this country, but it's there a day after, and it's in for the weekend if you have gifts and things like that. And we'll have that sun in Sagittarius until the 21st of December this year, which is when the winter solstice arrives. And that sun enters Capricorn, 10:03 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So that will be actually, interestingly enough, a new moon happens right before that, 28 Sagittarius. So we're in a double, you know, darkening in this last quarter for the moon and sun. It's not always that way. The moon could be in any type of relationship to this light cycle, but it just so happened that it coincided. And we have, after this new moon, we are waxing in light into the first quarter phase for the moon. So we come up a bit, and appropriately, the solstice is when the light begins to return in the northern hemisphere. Okay, so having said all that, let's go to the daily forecast, which begins with a sun trine Jupiter heading out the week at 12:08 a.m. Eastern Time in that moment of, again, expansion and trying to do some management to help, perhaps. And then it will trine, also the sun will trine Saturn at 3:56 a.m. and all of this is happening, however, while the moon is going into the square to Jupiter. It's a Libra moon on Monday. And so we don't have an easy time balancing the scales because Jupiter is either presenting us with a lot more of emotional need than is comfortable, or it's trying to go excessive in some way. So if you're up at 6:51 a.m. or, you know, over in the UK, we're looking at 11:51 a.m., you will not be getting the agreements or the adjustments worked out well, if that's part of what you need to be doing that day. Then the moon is void, of course, and it enters Scorpio at 4:44 p.m. We have Mercury still in Sagittarius making its last aspect before it retrogrades back to Scorpio at 3:36 p.m., which is a sextile to Pluto in Aquarius. So we may be thinking over things about the future and also some things we've learned from the media, let's say. So Moon in Scorpio is going to go right away into a square to Pluto in Aquarius, and that's exact 8:05 p.m. So be aware that from this 4:44 p.m. to a little after 8 that evening, it's going to be very difficult to have, again, peace and harmony. This is going to be a challenge, and it isn't going to be resolved. And both Pluto and Scorpio will hold on to things that have been said and done. So be aware of that and keep yourself out of something coming back when you least expect it. That's the revenge cycle of the sign of Scorpio. They do have that if they're negative in the lower of the three levels. So yes, the morning of Tuesday, 10:20, well, actually it doesn't happen until 10:20 p.m. that the Mercury enters Scorpio, but from the 8:05 p.m. square to Pluto, Moon in Scorpio is heading toward a conjunction to Venus, and that's until 11:49 p.m. on Tuesday. Now, this can be very good for money management and money advice, doing something like that, or making a purchase that has already been thought about because Mercury is still retrograde, and also having deep feelings expressed, and they should be positive ones, but you know, it's also possible that there's some manipulation of a loved one or from a loved one with that conjunction in Scorpio. Mercury makes a couple of aspects in Scorpio now. It'll oppose Uranus and Taurus at 6:45 a.m., so we may be hearing some upsets about things in the financial realm there. But then there is a trine to Neptune from Mercury at 7:21 a.m., which can bring in a lot of psychic information. And it's a great time to be doing meditation or visioning. The Moon is going to trine Jupiter in Cancer all day Wednesday till 7:23 p.m. So that will bring some expanded feeling of somebody's taking care of things. And that will be a good day to seek and find. Even if you found things like shopping for food and there's 2-for-1s and sales on all the things you love, that could happen for Moon sign Jupiter, especially because you would be returning to those foods or that store. And after that, Moon trine Saturn in Pisces, 7:45 p.m. So if you have managed to do something that helps you feel more secure and emotionally stable, then this is helpful for Saturn's anxieties, the Moon trine Saturn. And then comes the new moon, which will take place again, as I said, 1:47 a.m. Eastern Time on Thursday the 20th, the two Western most of our time zones will have it late at night on the 19th. After the new moon, the moon will hit the conjunction to, exact conjunction to retrograde Mercury in Scorpio, and the sun will follow doing that also, all between, you know, the exact conjunction to Mercury at 2:15 a.m. and the sun's doing it at 4:23 a.m. While the moon is trine Neptune 24 a.m. So if you happen to be up vigilant or you're in dreamland, there should be some interesting experiences going on, and they should be rather okay. But at the same moment that the trine is exact, so is an opposition from the moon to Uranus and Taurus. 424, 424, that's what it is. So we have this mystical psychic energy, and then we have this surprise, and it either geophysical or financial or even technology issue. A little time lapses before the moon enters Sagittarius at 5:26 a.m. and goes into a sextile to Pluto at 8:52 a.m. So this is a good time to travel or get news on the media and, you know, think about plans for the future, which is something we start doing a lot of at this time of year. And this is why I gave you the discount for your chart reading for next year, which is still good until the 1st of December. It's like a nice $25 discount. So you can find out, you know, the abilities for things that you're hoping for or timing for things you want to do. And then the moon is going to a rather uncomfortable conjunction to Mars in Sagittarius. That will not be there until 6:13 a.m. on Friday. You won't necessarily feel it right away. You might still be in the energy of Moon sextile Pluto. But as you get closer to the evening hours and late evening, you may have the sense that there could be a quarrel or a fight or something like that taking place. And if you have uncovered, or if someone else has uncovered, a big secret out there in the world, some legal things may get started, and it could get to be pretty intense. So, you know, you might even have a little trouble sleeping. You might be woken early. We're also getting back into, in the United States, the air travel situation. So there may be a lot of congestion going on. It is more likely that it would happen before the holiday, which in the United States, the 20th, Thursday the 20th is Thanksgiving. And usually it's the day before that is the trickiest, one of the most difficult times to travel air or roads. But there may be some people who have had delays and this and that. So it could be very irritable energy, that early morning energy of Friday the 21st. Activities also. People need to have entertainments when they're staying. Now, there may be differences of opinion about what's good. The sun is opposing Uranus, and then it trines Neptune very close on to each other, then a half an hour between those. So there is some surprising news or upset, but then there is the trine to Neptune, which should give us a way to look at something that will be easier, make it feel easier. And then the moon is not going to make another aspect until it makes the square to Saturn in Pisces at 8:13 a.m. on Saturday. The moon aspect that follows is the square to Neptune at 4:48 p.m. So here you are. If you were thinking of travel or even shopping in public places, it's going to be, as you get closer to the evening on Friday and you're up early or thinking that you're going to get things done on Saturday during the day, it will be difficult. Travel, long-distance travel could have obstacles, particularly due to cold water events like snow and ice and hail and stuff like that, but just also delays. And when we're in the period of the moon square Neptune, which would be from about 8:30 to about 5 o'clock in the evening, 8:30 in the morning, you are going to show either over-idealism or you're going to perhaps have exposure to, you know, toxic or infection. So be aware of that and, you know, take whatever precautions you can take if you're going to be out and about around lots of people. The moon enters Capricorn at 5:53 p.m. and the energy shifts. Definitely. Mercury trines Jupiter until 6:37, so something is humorous, maybe dark humor, because Mercury in Scorpio. But it's a good sweep. But the first aspect, which is a sextile to Venus in Scorpio from the Capricorn moon, isn't going to come in until the middle of the afternoon on Monday. But at least that's what we're going towards. We're going towards some way to manage things that's going to work out. And hopefully that is in both the outer world and our own personal lives. And as I sometimes say, maybe not don't say enough, when we get to the daily forecast, particularly, and anything really, all these energies in the moons with the degrees and the signs, people who have planets that connect to those, directly connect in some way or other, are going to feel it more or faster, you know, than people who have no relationship to it. And that's the way it goes. But at least you have some idea of better times to do things and times to be cautious. And that's the best I can do for you on that level. Next week, we have Saturn going direct, and that will be making Capricorn rising people feel relief. And also Aquarius or Aquarius rising. But we all have a house that has Capricorn on the cusp, or starting in the middle of it, we can feel things moving forward in that house. And so also direct motion is happening on Saturday for Mercury. Hooray! So that will happen at 12:38 p.m. Well, one thing we know is we're going to be discussing that, both of those things, quite a bit. And for just another thing to discuss, Venus will enter Sagittarius on the 30th. So that's Sunday. So that's for next week. And again, I would send you to Substack for the article on the Grand Trine in Water. And if you're having a Thanksgiving experience in the U.S., I hope you have a very happy holiday. I'll say bye for now.